Right, Moore, you think about it, and maybe I can call you after lunch before he appears, but you give a little more thought to it. Now, let me review with you again. In his presentation this afternoon to the platform committee, now, first of all, I think that would be a bad place to say so.
I do, too.
I think it's political. Secretary Mayor McNair asked if plans to make public for the first time that in 60 to 61 we eliminated from our nuclear stockpile large weapons and replaced them with smaller weapons. The result was a reduction in the total yield of our stockpile. The reduction was personally approved by Eisenhower and Gates and so forth. The information he wants to use will make public the size of our nuclear stockpile.
But I'm opposed to it.
In the 60-61 period, and with information now has, will make it possible, which the Joint Committee now has, will make it possible for experts to estimate our present. That's dangerous, too, I guess.
I think it is.
He feels strong information should be made public. Now, there's no reason given in this memo. Bundy agrees the only way to reply to misinformation is to make public more details. I don't know why you have to reply to it.
I don't know why you have to reply to it, Mr. President. You're in damn good shape now. Why let the bootblacks and the barbershop start saying, well, that damn fellow Johnson gave away our most prized secrets. You don't have to do it. You've got him in good shape. He's saying that you told him to use nuclear weapons, and he has to take it back. And as long as you got him in that position, you got him in good position. But when he starts being able to pick up the number of bombs we have and what their yield is, smaller than it once was, the real answer is, of course, that the great big old bomb we had, there was no target to justify it. You couldn't pick out a city on which you need to dump that much explosive at one time. So we went to smaller weapons and more of them proliferated our stockpile that way.
Say, Clint, before we get through now, this is very confidential.
Yes,
I don't want another human to know this.
No.
I haven't told my wife. Would you tell me, after an hour or two thinking, if your health was good, you're the man that ought to do it. But I don't think you can take a 20-hour job, and I'd feel bad if I asked you to after you did the Alaska one so well. But who would be the best person that understands the North and the South, understands the Congress, understands international affairs, understands parties, understands me, to really make every decision in the campaign, administratively, and tell them to... This has got to be our strategy, this has got to be our attack, this is what ought to go, this is what oughtn't to go. While I'm out speaking, somebody's got to be sitting back making that decision. And he's got to be somebody that doesn't have bad holdings or something else. They're going to be mean and dirty, and we got to be very careful. But you can't take a fellow, Dick Daley couldn't leave the... city of Chicago, and the image wouldn't be good. He doesn't know national affairs, international, but we got to have somebody that knows something about a Chicago and a New York and a Texas and a New Mexico, and he's got to be a broad, able person. Now, somebody suggested Orville Freeman. I don't think that would go, but you've got to have a man with real administrative ability. He's got to handle $10 million. Bailey is the national chairman, and we'll continue. I don't want to throw out Kennedy people right now, but I need somebody that could electrify, could bring in the best publicity setup you ever had right quickly, could decide on television and radio right quickly, could put in coordinators right quickly, could appoint state managers right quickly. Now, we've got all of that work done. But this man's got to be a judgment that can review it, that can work with the senatorial committees right quickly. And we don't want a political hack, but he's got to have some background in it. And he's got to be a good executive, because this is a big operation. It's 200,000 outlets, 200,000 precincts, 200,000 Ford dealerships, so to speak. And there are that many precincts, 4,000, 3,000 counties. So many different state candidates, state dealers and things. Now, it's just damn near the biggest job except Secretary of Defense and the President that you can think of, and you just got 8 weeks to do it. I've tried to think of a broad-based, wise people that could do that. The nearest one that I know that halfway qualifies is John Conway. But he can't think of doing it. He'll help wherever he can in the Southwest, but he's governor and he's got lots of conventions and things that are coming. This has got to be an 18-hour job. But John has run a pretty big administrative outfit a good many years. He's attractive, he's decisive, he's firm, he's not as experienced as I'd like to have. He's young, but he's experienced enough to be elected governor a time or two and to run a big state and run a big budget and run it sound and well. Not as big as you when you're running Secretary of Agriculture or something like that, but we could go to the cabinet that's big enough to make anybody resign. McNamara hadn't had that background experience. Rusk, of course, couldn't. He's not the administrator. His age is there, and he's Southern. And he's got to be imaginative and initiative. Wirtz is a pretty able fellow. He's naive. He's not experienced in the political thing. Bobby Kennedy is pretty good at what he had, but he's going to be running something else.
Yeah.
I don't think of anybody in the House, the Senate, that's had a business background, an administrative background that big. So you might near have to look at the political thing in the cabinet or in the states that have had it's all down near almost the cabinet or some of the heads of agencies, bureaus.
Let me think about it a bit, Mr. President. I'll call you back. Very good question.
Do you think of, does anybody occur to you now that has a...
Who was the guy that was head of FCC for a while?
Minow?
Minow. He's a pretty good politician. Not bad at least. I worked with him in the Stevenson campaign in 56. He did a very good job. George Ball was a man that does a very good job. You want to pull somebody out of state?
No, it's too hard there. But now, Minow, you've had to hit on something there, right?
You're a pretty good man, you know. Pretty good man, yes. I hope I get where I can work with you on some of this stuff, because your being in the White House is a fulfillment of a long ambition on my part for you. I can't help.
Well, you've done wonders and unbelievable. I just don't want to send you to grave, and I'll call on you every hour if I didn't think I would, and I will now. But you think of this, and I'll talk to you back 1-2 o'clock.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much.